City Talk 105.9 official podcasts online at citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
It's very hard to believe, but a week has flown by, which means it's Bloke Talk here on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. I'm Duncan. Thank you very much for tuning in this weekend or downloading this show on its podcasty thing. As normal, two blokes, one lady, talking kind of blokey stuff, but we have a bird in, as someone put on the Facebook site recently, to offer a female perspective on all things bloke. But the bird for this week has changed, and we'll discover exactly which bird we have in the Bloke Talk studio in a second. But Toby is here, aren't you, Toby? All right?
I'm very good, thank
have you.
Have
you fully recovered from last week's, strange exotic food? Because I was looking at the pages, the pictures, rather, on now let me get this right, the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society page on Facebook.
Yes.
We're also on Bebo.
Yes.
MySpace.
Yes.
And Twitter. Thank you to Jonathan, who is the producer of this show. He's very efficient. And
he stuck us
on all of those multimedia platforms.
And there is a picture of me not looking that happy at your duck's feet crackers.
Yeah, except they weren't really.
I lied. And duck's feet quackers.
There's
sorry,
a picture of Laura drinking some strange white liquid, which is definitely worth having a look at.
Yes,
so
indeed.
Anyway, we're here. It's Bloke Talk. Laura is absent for this week. I'll tell you what, just when we get the Bloke Talk kind of trio back up and running,
hello,
and we're in our comfort zone, we have to change it all over.
But do you know where she is? She's sunning herself in Spain.
Well, she gets all the good gigs.
Admittedly, it is for the job. It's for the good of work, but it's not a bad job, is it?
Laura's not here, so stepping into her, quite big shoes to kind of step
they
into.
They are big shoes, yeah.
We have, has she been on Bloke Talk before?
I believe so, yeah. But never with me.
Oh, so you're it's Liesl. And Liesl is here, and Liesl was late to come and do Bloke Talk because Liesl was having her hair washed, weren't you?
I was, and I didn't even get it blow dry, Duncan.
It's sopping
wet.
Look at
I
that.
Know.
Toby, is that wet? Feel it. Have a bit of a grope.
Most of us like to have a nice blow dry. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Afterwards, but not me for the dedication of the job.
So you came in with your hair wet.
18 minutes late.
What's the kind of deal with that then? Do they give you money off if you don't have it dried?
Yeah, they do actually.
Yeah,
that's why she was like, "Do you want a blow dry?" And I was like, "No, you're right."
You say, "I have a radio show to do. Time is money. I have to go."
Your mum will be worried about you. Do you remember when you were young and you were never allowed to go outside with your hair wet because you'd get a cold?
I know, but when I get up for the breakfast every morning, or for the breakfast show on Radio City, I get up every morning with wet hair and go outside. Mm, it's only for about 4 minutes.
Because you're the driving force behind that breakfast show, aren't you? You work with the Irishman, which must be quite challenging and tough.
No, he's a delight.
He's a love.
Oh, he's such an ego.
Does he really talk like? Does he talk like that when the microphone's not on?
No, he really does. And when I speak to him, like on some evenings when we talk on the phone, it goes ringing.
Why do you talk to him on the phone in the evening? Well, what's going on there?
Well, if there's anything that I need to discuss with him about the next day's show, I'll just give him a call. He'll give me a call, and he goes ring ring. He goes, "Hello, the legend is here."
It's real.
No, and he swears quite a lot when the mic is down as well.
I've heard he's got Tourette's.
It sounds like
and
it.
And the only way it's cured if you like put the microphone on and off. That's how he cures it.
It's true. Mic goes on and the Tourette's goes.
Anyway, for those people who don't really understand what we're saying, Liesl is looking after Laura's place on Bloke Talk for this weekend only. Though she's any good, she might stay forever, I've decided. But Liesl works for our sister radio station, the one that plays all the pop music.
Yes.
And
the pop music,
and you look after the breakfast show.
Yes.
So thank you very much for stepping into Laura's shoes. Mind you, you and Laura are quite close, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Because you live together.
We do.
But not in a kind of...
Can you tell us any secrets about her?
Yeah. Because we had a boyfriend on. We did Mr. and Mrs. with Laura's bloke, Dave, about a month ago, Tobe?
Yeah.
About a month
ago. He was very good, wasn't he?
He was very good. And we learned so many things about Laura, including the fact that she used to do little radio shows in her bedroom. Have you not heard this?
I didn't know.
It's great.
This.
Yeah. She used to do radio shows in her bedroom.
With her sister.
To be fair, I reckon anyone who's ended up on the radio probably has done a radio show in their bedroom. But Laura's quite happy to admit to it.
I haven't.
Have you, Duncan?
No, well, not in my bedroom.
Yeah, you have.
Not in my bedroom.
You're blushing.
You so have.
But Laura used to do one with her sister, and they used to talk about environmental issues.
Which just doesn't surprise you about Laura. She said it was like when she was sort of 7 or 8. Yeah. That's about the right age. Yeah. You can imagine her doing it. Mm. She probably had a 25-year-old head on her shoulders when she was 8 anyway. So.
Now, well, actually, there is something I wanted to bring up about Laura. Yeah. Now, I put it to her the other day, but she was saying, you know, the current climate is not great for money and stuff.
No.
Now, you know how sexy Laura's voice is.
It is. Oh,
it's very, it's beautiful. And it's
are we talking?
Husky.
Are we talking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get no, I said to her, who's going to know?
0999 number?
Well, who's going to know?
Whatever it might be.
Well,
what do you mean?
Well, I said to her, what would be the harm of her doing that? You know, as a bit of money on the side. Because no one's ever going to know it was you.
Well, you wouldn't use your real name, would you?
Well, you wouldn't. But she said that she didn't want to do it because she couldn't bear the thought of a sweaty, ugly man, you know, thinking things like that.
No,
but do you know what, though? It's a thought, isn't it? Because she has got an amazing voice.
She has got a good voice.
It's very sexy. Really? She's got a lovely voice.
Yeah. So what you're saying
Hazel's
is...
in love with Laura, isn't
I think
her?
There could be something there. What you're saying is that the kind of men, and we all know the kind of men we're talking about, who maybe for whatever reason, they might be sad, might be lonely.
They might.
Might be lacking a girlfriend or a
maybe they
wife.
Just love Laura's voice.
And, you know, what it is they kind of can only get their kicks by dialing one of these 090-8866 numbers or whatever, because they want a little bit of the old verbal...
Hubba hubba.
They want a bit of that down the telephone. You see, I think Harms would be good at that.
See, I think she would as well.
Did you like that?
What would her name be? What do you think she
well,
could be called?
I mean, there used to be this thing that maybe you can change it for where we are in 2009. There used to be the thing about if you wanted to create your porn star name, you take the name of your first pet and your mother's maiden name.
We've done this before. Yeah, no, sure
I know. I think we have. Have we done this? We must have done because it's so obvious. So I would have been Nero Edge.
Yes, I remember you saying that.
Nero's come to play. What would you be?
I would be Pussy Dale.
And what would you be?
Goldie Osborne.
Quite right. So how would you create your kind of dodgy phone line late night?
Oh, that's
number.
A
how would you get to that? What would you call luscious? This is luscious Laura.
No, but she couldn't call herself Laura.
No, no, it'd have to be Foxy Loxy. Or something random. Can't be anything to...
Foxy Noxy, is that girl who's in an Italian court at the moment. Foxy Noxy.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know, you wouldn't... What I think a kind of... What is Fifi?
No, I think it would have to be something a bit flowery.
Yeah? You know, we're going on really dodgy territory.
Daffodil or something like that.
Daffy Daffodil.
Not Daffy Daffodil, just Daffodil.
You see, I think that she'd be very good at kind of telling people what to do. Because you know when she loses her temper in the office?
Yes.
It's quite fearsome, isn't it?
She is.
And there's a certain kind of man, 9 times out of 10, they're either a Tory MP or they run big motor racing companies, who kind of like that kind of strong, austere female.
Too, indeed.
And we all know what Laura's like. When it all kicks off and she gets kind of a little bit agitated.
Feisty
is a good word. How about Feisty Fifi?
Feisty Fifi.
You're through to Feisty Fifi.
I think you're enjoying this conversation more than we are.
Yeah, I'm going to finish Bloke Talk tonight, get home and see if old Feisty Fifi's available for a chat.
That's the one!
I think there's money to
be
made.
The second last one.
The boy really is coming out of you.
Well, it's Bloke Talk. There's a clue in the title.
It's boy talk today.
Bloke Talk, Duncan.
And
bloke
it's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. We want to talk about your hair. But actually, you raise a good point, because Laura, you're right, could be, as they call it, an income stream, don't they? It could be a little bit money on the side. And I don't know the answer to this, and I'm not particularly experienced with these chat lines that you can kind of...
Are you sure?
When you're a teenage boy, you sort of look at the back page of the mirror and go... But when you grow up, you don't. Do... Such lines exist for ladies, do you know?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
There must be something.
And if so, which voice would you like to hear on the end?
Ooh.
Rossi's.
I don't know.
Do they exist?
I don't know.
You know, there's a massive market because there's always MPs who try and get these things shut down or they shouldn't be advertised in newspapers. And they're all centred at kind of like blokes who want to phone up some lady who's going to talk to them in an excitable manner. But I just don't know if they exist for ladies who might want to phone up and talk to a bloke who's going to excite them in an excitable manner. Why don't you know? You're a woman.
Well, because I've never thought about it. That's why. Funnily enough, it's
no. But if you're a bloke, this is a horrible use of words, but I can't think of anything better. It's in your face. You know, you buy FHM. You buy I don't know. Is front still going? Nuts,
nuts
loaded
zoom.
Or whatever. You know, you turn to the back pages, and as well as sort of like you know, little adverts for your stag weekend in Prague, you're going to get these adverts going, hello, you've been a naughty boy, call this number. But you never... My question is, do you get it in women's mags? The answer is probably no, isn't it?
No. Well, I've never seen them.
No.
We're missing out on a market here, Duncan.
We could do that, couldn't we?
We could. I think we...
Dashy Dunk and Tantalising Tobe.
I like it.
And go, there must be a niche in the market.
I think there's a gap.
I mean, I wouldn't want to do anything too dodgy.
I think
I'd quite happily talk to a lady for 5 or 6 minutes. Yeah. Go, how's your day been then?
£2.99 a minute.
Dashing
great.
Dunk here. Have you put the casserole in the oven? I could do that.
Ew. I don't like it when you're all sexy.
Shall we move on? It is Bloke Talk.
She does find you sexy.
I know.
That was the word she used.
Yes.
Bloke Talk on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. Now, listen, in this show, this weekend, we're going to do two things. We're going to do the first of our random food challenges.
Yes, we are.
Do you want to explain the background to this, Tobe?
Well, for the last, I think it's the previous 7 weeks, yeah. isn't it? We've been doing random foods from around the world. And we basically feel that we've come to the end of the line where that's from.
Yeah,
we've
pretty
been
much
all
exhausted
around the world.
The
basically.
Shop that we used to go to.
Yeah, we've exhausted the shop we used to go to. So we decided that we're going to start doing challenges instead.
Food challenges.
As in the sorts of things like how many marshmallows can you fit in your mouth, or how many mints can you eat and then down a glass of water?
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah.
So I have started. The first what? Challenge this week.
You're looking confused. Okay. What's the matter?
Well, I'm not, but we're not going to have to do any of that today, are we?
Yes, we are.
You can deal with that. You've got a constitution of iron.
In fairness, the first one...
You're the only woman I know who goes... You go to curry and you go, it's an Indian. Is it going to be spicy? That's what
when
we go out for a curry.
No, I never say that. I always say, can I share a rice? And you always go, oh, what? Share a rice. Scream for the curry house. That's what you always say. But the rice is too much. That's exactly how he sounds when he disagrees with something. Oh, what?
Well, I find
wrong,
that...
actually.
Careful, because I'll slip into City Talk 105.9 weekday big issue mode if you're not careful.
Bad idea.
That's where it came from.
Big issue.
Well, text speak. Text speak. I'm not reading your text out.
People wearing shoes. Anyway, so we're doing the food challenges, but also we're going to do something else. Which is, I've got some information here, which was sent by the producer, who's not here at this precise moment in time, and his name is Jonathan.
Yes.
And Jonathan sent me some information about the world banana eating record that took place. It started noon yesterday, Friday the 6th of March, and it finished early today, Saturday the 7th of March at noon. So I thought,
oh no. What's the world record?
I don't know. I haven't checked the news wise. I've got some bananas there.
Right.
I've got more bananas here. Look at that.
Right. Okay. Can
it's
I
a
just
lot
say...
of bananas.
Right.
And hang on.
You're not allowed to eat more than 7 bananas, or you will be sick.
Banana. Smell my banana.
No.
And they're really good. They're yellow. And
they are. They're not. At least they're not moldy or too fresh.
So we're going to do that as well. But I want to talk about your hair, because the reason you were late is because your hair is wet.
Yes.
And it always amazes me the kind of discrepancies between blokes having their hair sorted and ladies having their hair sorted. And what I want to do is try and find out, when was the last time you had your hair done?
About 3 months ago.
Tobe?
Probably about a month ago.
Yeah. Do you normally leave it that long?
Well, because it's quite expensive to colour it and have a cut.
Why do you have it coloured?
I have highlights in.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I've had highlights for ages.
I didn't know that.
No, I'm not a natural blonde.
Are you not?
No.
What colour's your hair?
You know I'm not a natural blonde.
How does he know that?
Oh, my eyebrows. No idea. Eyebrows. Eyebrows.
So, you know, so obviously. You have to keep having them redone, obviously, because all the roots come through. Yeah. But it is quite an expensive, you know, it's
you know
an expensive thing to go and have
just not do it anymore.
I know, but then they grow out and they'd have half black hair, half dark hair, sorry, and then half dark hair.
Dye it back to your original colour.
Yeah. Once you're on the slippery slope, that's it, isn't it? Let's be honest. But, I mean, how much, can I ask you, how much did it cost you?
It's about 120.
You're joking! What?
Yeah. Well, for a cut as well, it's quite normal for... Most girls listening to this show would not.
Oh, I'm going to have to come back and talk about this. I find that I'm just. I've got.
£120
for your hair. Right, we'll come back in a few moments' time. It's Bloke Talk here at the weekend. City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Lisa is here, £120 lighter. Toby is here. I'm Duncan, and we're here talking bloke stuff.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
So Laura's not here. Laura's is away for this week of Bloke Talk. So I'm Duncan. Toby is here, and stepping into the breach is Liesl. And Liesl is a woman. We've established this, though not a natural blonde. And has just spent £120 on having your hair done. Which how much money? What's the most you spend on having your hair done, Tobes?
I think you'll think what I spend is a lot. £16.
Yeah. For me, wow. It's seven. £7.
Yeah.
Wow.
At, I think it's called, I can't remember what it's called. It's opposite Bebbington Railway Station. And what?
Is that out of convenience?
Sounds so
there?
Old-fashioned.
Why does it sound so old-fashioned?
Because it reminds me of all the commuters from London going home to their villages. And it's
what's
like,
Bebbington?
Get for a haircut.
Bebbington's on the Wirral. Over the road from Bebbington Railway Station, there's a taxi rank. There's somewhere that sells beds or carpets.
And
I can't remember
barbers.
Which. There's a couple of good Indians. There's a news agents. There's a bank. And there's a barber. I think it's called Hairways. Well, I might have that wrong.
Hairway.
Or Trim Away or something. Anyway, and it's run by a load of ladies. And I was a bit... Because men... A barber is personal for a bloke, isn't it? Isn't it, Toby?
Yeah, I go to the same person every time.
Why do you do that?
Because I've got a rapport with him.
Exactly. And you can't have someone mucking around with your hair, can you?
No, absolutely. I go to the same woman every time.
Exactly.
When you've got as few hairs as you, Duncan.
Right. So my point is this. My point is that... when you discover a new barber, and me, you know, being new to the Northwest, kind of, I thought, oh, where do I go? You know, and out of convenience, and you were right, I went to this place, obviously Bebbington Railway Station, and I looked through the window, and it was all ladies. And I thought, this is a gent's hairdresser.
There wasn't a single man in there.
No man has ever been seen cutting hair when I've been in there. And they're lovely ladies. They wear lovely kind of... I was going to say boiler suits. That's wrong. it's a kind of like they've
what
got
are
a uniform.
You wearing?
They've got
wearing
a uniform,
a
and they're great,
suit.
And they're lovely, and I go in there, and I've reached the point now where I can't do anything with my hair because I'm receding really badly there. So
front side,
yeah, and I'm going grey at the sides here. So what happens if it grows? It grows out, and it goes grey, and it goes up, and it looks like there's a dead hamster on my head. So what I do is I have it shaved. I have a number one all over.
And why don't you just do that yourself, though, surely?
Oh, because that is a recipe for disaster,
I used
isn't
to
it?
Do mine myself when I used to Did have just a one number all over. I used to do it myself.
Well, yeah, but how do you make sure you get it perfect?
You just ask someone to look.
I don't trust anyone to do that. Anyway, I like it. And I sit there and I just run the clippers over. And it cost me £6. I give them a pound tip. Say, who are my good lady? Well,
and do you have the same lady every time?
No, it varies, but I have my favourites, because you do have your favourites,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. So that's where I get my hair done, and it's £7 max. You pay 16, you said?
Yeah.
And you paid £120 today. Amazing. Yes. For how long?
I was in there for 3.5 hours.
What do you do?
I know. Well, you just sit there, Toby. But it is a bit dull. I'm not one of these people that likes having my hair done. But
and you did it two different times as well.
Yes.
So today was 3.5 hours.
Today was 3.5 hours. Previously? And Saturday was only about 40 minutes just for a cut. So it wasn't too bad. So. But it's a long time, is it, to sit there.
Duncan,
this
how
is
long
why
are you there for?
This is why men have it so easy.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't mean to be rude, but I can't see any difference from what...
I guess because it's not being blow-dried. You're not seeing the effect yet because
it's the same colour. It looks that kind of slightly wet, matted look.
The best bit about it is how...
At the moment, but tomorrow I'll be glowing
like
a mermaid.
Can I just point out that during the break she was saying she didn't even like the colour?
Did you not like the colour?
Oh, I'm... No, it looks a little bit blonde at the moment, that's all. But yeah. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But Toby. You're from Essex, aren't you?
Yes.
So, you know, blonde is the natural colour. Isn't it? It's true what they say about Essex girls.
What's that then?
Well, they've got a stigma, haven't they? And none of it's true, really. It's just been blown out of all proportion by the media. And it's all kind of like stilettos and back seats of an Escort. It's not true, is it?
Do you
no.
know what?
What?
Having said that,
what?
A couple of weeks back, I went to Essex to watch Tranmere play.
Which part?
Southend.
Southend.
Oh, God. Should have seen what they had at the half-time entertainment.
Is Southend the one with the biggest pier? It's the biggest pier in the UK, isn't
Southend
it?
Southend-on-Sea.
Do you know what?
Which part of Essex are you from?
Near Colchester Way, so it's only...
Colchester.
Colchester. So it's about 50 minutes from there.
Southend.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, the half-time entertainment...
Yeah.
If that's legal...
Well, you just went for a walk around the street and came back.
If that is legal, then I'd be surprised.
What was it?
Tell us about Southend. Toby's travels.
They were very young girls in you know, cheerleading outfits, shall we say.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that they were age 16 or above. They looked sort of... Do you know how there's the stereotype of them, you know, the sort of sexy Essex girl?
Yeah, yeah.
They look like that, but I can't imagine that they were 16.
Yeah.
Couldn't take my eyes off them.
How old do you think?
Did you
how old were they, do you think?
Did you stay the night there?
No.
You came back?
Yeah.
Blimey, that's quite a trek, isn't it?
It is a trek. It's a long
way. What else did you notice about Southend?
They were a bit lucky to beat Tranmere, really.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, are you proud of your Essex roots? Yeah.
I just had my roots done.
It's very good, isn't it? Yeah.
You did a pun without realising.
Yeah, I know. Subconscious genius.
I think Essex is a really nice part of the world. It's not all, you know, all that. Actually, there's some beautiful parts of Essex, and it's very countryfied as well.
Is it?
It's not all like white stilettos, short skirts.
Yeah.
Although I did wear those kind of outfits when I was 16.
Did you? Is that because everyone else did? Or did you just aspire to be like, you know, maybe an older Essex girl you've seen lurking around?
No, that was kind
is
of the fashion.
Is there one in particular that you have in mind?
No. I find it. I had a job once before working in radio where I used to do PR, which means public relations. So you'd have a story or you'd have an organisation or a person, you try and get them in the newspapers. And there was a charity that I was asked to PR, and there was a group of fundraisers in Essex. And they had created the Essex Girls Calendar, okay? And it was great, because you know people, charities do a lot of calendars. It was very big.
Was it great because you got a free copy?
It was. But it was very big because, you know, you started off with the WI, and you know, and then you got the movie Calendar Girls and all of that. And it was around the same time. It was kind of when charity calendars were still quite a novelty and not everyone did them. And there was a group of fundraising kind of ladies. They're all housewives or Essex wives from the county of Essex, funnily enough. And they did this Essex Girls Calendar. But what they did, and they were game girls, they were quite prepared to take the mickey out of themselves. So what you did is you had sort of like one of... What did you have? You had on a cricket pitch in Thurrock.
Yes.
Is that Essex?
Yes.
Thurrock. Right, what you did is you had... you know the infamous kind of, you know the picture, the poster of the tennis player? She's lifting up her skirt and scratching her bottom. You can see her bottom. You kind of had a female Essex girl, obviously female girl, doing the umpiring, and she had a jumper on. She had all of the other jumpers of the players around her neck and a hat, but she had no bottoms on. You could see her very shapely, very, very honed and toned Essex legs and a bit of a bottom. That was one. The other, you had a couple of them eating fish and chips out of the Financial Times on the pier somewhere. And my favourite one was these stockinged legs. And they managed to find an old Ford Escort. So we're talking probably the kind of Escort model you would have seen knocking around in the early 70s. And he had these stocking legs. It was actually quite a sexy picture. Stockinged legs with stilettos balancing off the end out the kind of window of the back seat.
Do you know what? I think I've seen this.
It was, because I did the PR and it was everywhere. It made loads of national newspapers because all of these news editors were going, oh, we'll have those pictures. So that's what happened, and they raised a lot of money. But they were really good, and they could take the mickey out of themselves, which I think is important.
Maybe that's what the Essex... what's the word again? The word that we're trying to say?
What do you mean? The image?
Yeah, the sort of image, but the stereotype is the word I'm trying to think of.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it's all about. They like living up to it because it's funny.
Anyway, how do we get on to Essex girls?
I don't know.
Blonde hair?
Probably because I'm here.
You're here.
Yes.
Well, we've got stuff to do. We need to do some of the food chat. I'll tell you what, should we do the Nana thing?
The Nana thing.
And do
first.
The actual food challenge in the last part of the show.
Okay.
Of course, you know, it's getting lighter in the evenings here. Do you want me to turn the blind? Do you want me to just make sure no one can look in?
Whilst, is there some serious... Oh, hang on. Banana
that's the wrong way.
There you go. That's all right, isn't it?
That's yeah, good. That's fine.
Ooh, it's dark in here. Yeah. This is the sort of atmosphere I'd like to do my 0901 calling in.
Your what?
The calls that we were talking about earlier with
Laura. I thought we moved on for that.
We have, but I just...
Oh, no,
you know,
Toby, you're going to get home now, aren't you? Yeah. I love that.
Yes, you've played it 3 times already.
People, it's a Shawing in there. Do you remember Shawing?
Yes,
from Wayne's World.
People in the UK this weekend have gone bananas. Now, I've got this idea for the simple reason that the producer of this show, Jonathan, passed this on to me and... yesterday, Friday at midday, 6th of March, there was the kickoff of hundreds of thousands of people eating one banana each as part of a world record attempt. Okay, this is all to promote fair trade.
Oh, I see.
Ever had fair trade food or kind of
yes.
like? Do you like it? Do you
coffee
make,
and tea?
Do you, yeah. Do you mm-hmm. make a conscious effort to buy fair trade products?
I do. Well, if I remember tea, do you know, if I'm in the supermarket and see it, I probably will.
I don't, because I'm always disappointed. Never seems as good as like, and that's a horrible thing to say. Anyway, we're going to, you know, give them some airtime. Fair trade, everyone. It's a good and healthy thing.
And we've got fair trade bananas.
Are we?
I think so.
Right.
So, it started yesterday, finished at midday today, and it was this world record. More than 200,000 people signed up to take part. And each had to eat a banana between these 2 periods of time. The idea being that if it was done, you'd have the world record for mass banana eating.
Great.
There's only 3 of us, not 200,000.
So we're going to have to eat 200,000 bananas.
Though it could be
us.
Relative. If you actually worked it out, over the course of 24 hours divided by 200,000 people, something might happen. Right. So, got these bananas. So, do you like your bananas, Lisa?
Yeah.
You're a big banana fan?
I am, yeah.
How many bananas do you think you could consume in 60 seconds?
Half.
Half a banana?
Yeah, they're very rich bananas. They always fill me up.
Not rich.
They
I reckon
are.
I could have a go at 3.
You're going to have a go at 3?
Oh. Yeah, I'll have a go.
3.
It's going to be a mess.
All right, hang on. Let me just...
Oh, can you all right, Toby will do it.
Are they properly ripe? They've got to be properly ripe. Ooh.
They are ripe. Yeah,
sounds like
fine.
Someone's fingernail coming off. Right, there's one banana.
Right, thanks.
There's a second banana. And look, there's a third banana.
Wow.
You're going to go for 3 bananas
they're
in
freezing.
In 60
Have
seconds.
Have you been putting them in the freezer?
Well, I've just been outside. I got them from the fruit and vegetable.
Absolutely freezing. Can I have them already peeled before I start?
I think that's only fair.
Yeah, that
what
is
do you
fair.
Think,
yeah, I'll take, yeah.
Yeah. This is. I mean, actually, this is a double
Are
challenge
you
in many
Are you
going to
have a go
ways.
At this?
I might have a go. Depends what your food challenge is, the official food challenge in the last part of the show. Because
a bit mouldy. What have you been buying?
Well, yeah, I have another one.
No, it's all right. It's not mouldy.
No, that's fine. The brown
is
nice. It tastes nice.
I always find bananas a bit smelly.
Yeah, they are.
I
the skin
love
is.
Bananas. I absolutely love them.
Just reminds me, actually, we were talking about the Essex girl. Someone told me once an Essex girl joke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Go on.
I've got 2. One is why did the Essex girl stay at the carton of orange juice?
Because it said concentrate on the carton.
The other one is, what's an Essex girl's favourite wine?
I don't know.
Oh, what, they're going to blue water? That's quite
Should
funny.
We explain what blue water is?
Yeah, go on.
Blue water is a big shopping centre.
Yeah.
For anyone who doesn't know.
Okay, you ready to
right,
go,
Right, you've got your bananas. So you reckon... Because, you know, fair trade, and well done. Fair play to fair trade.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard yet whether or not they got their world record, but in honour of that, let's try... I think 3 bananas in 60 seconds is quite a big thing.
Yeah. Do you think it's... doable? These are big bananas as well.
Mm.
Was there a stipulation over the size of the banana in this challenge?
No, I don't know. I'm looking at all of the stuff here. Now, let's be honest. This is only something they're doing to raise awareness of fair trade, all right? Fair trade.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Let's see if you're going to do 3 in 60
you
seconds.
You can't make me laugh, though.
Hang on, have you got 60 seconds on the clock, Duncan?
No, I haven't got 60
okay,
seconds.
Well,
I've got a watch, though.
Okay, the watch is fine.
Okay,
we've got a big clock up there, in fairness.
We've got
yeah.
2.
Oh, that's what it's for.
Yes.
Okay, let's wait till it gets.
Okay.
To the 0-0.
All right, we'll do that. In that case, I'll do some housekeeping. It's City Talk 105.9. the voice of Liverpool. This is Bloke Talk. It's here at the weekend. Of course, you might have downloaded this, and if you have done, thank you, using iTunes or whatever you do. And, of course, you can find out more on Facebook, Bebo, MySpace and Twitter. Right, your 60 seconds starts now.
Oh, I can hear the eating.
Oh, it's impossible.
Come on, Tobe.
Come on, Toby, hurry up.
10 seconds gone.
Was that really long?
You're still only halfway through your first. What's the matter with you?
Oh, do you know what?
Do you not like the sound of people eating?
Yeah, hate it. When Fern and Phil do that tasting thing?
Yeah,
Why bother? Because they eat and they talk.
I quite like the idea of Fern Britton talking with a mouthful. What are you on to, Toby? You've done the first one.
Oh, hurry come up, on. Toby.
25 seconds to go.
One gone.
This is embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah. How you doing, Tobes?
Yeah. 15 seconds. Is that your second one? Halfway through the second one.
Oh, God.
You look like a monkey. That's what's so funny about it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's 1 minute gone.
Oh.
So I reckon, well, he's got...
That was two. He's still chewing, but it's two.
That's two. That's not bad.
Oh, make sure you swallow that. Oh, oh.
What's the matter with you? Oh, just as well we haven't got a camera, because that would be quite rude, really, wouldn't it? So, there you go. That's the Bloke Talk contribution to the world record attempt. We managed two bananas in 60 seconds. Lise, do you want to have a go?
Laura, come back. All is forgiven.
Well, Laura would do it.
No, she wouldn't.
Laura's up for most things. She's a serious...
Oh, no, do you know what? I can't. No, seriously, I really can't. I'll do something else. We're not bananas.
You do banana.
Oh, it's all gone, that one. That's the second one.
Oh.
What was the hardest part?
Actually, the chewing it up and swallowing. They're soft enough to just squash it.
Do you eat the ends of the bananas?
No.
No, why not?
You mean that very end bit?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Why not?
It's just a bit like hard and crunchy.
Do you know what's interesting? Nice. I lived in the West Indies for 2 years in a place called Curacao, and they always told me there to break off the ends of the bananas before eating them, because that's where ants lay their eggs, apparently.
Uh-huh.
So, like, you break about an inch off each end, and that way you avoid having a mouthful of ant egg.
Nice.
See, this show's an education, isn't it?
Yeah, did you just do that, Toby? Did you?
No, I didn't. Not that much of it.
Listen, we'll come back for the final part of Bloke Talk whilst Toby deals with his indigestion and we move on. It is Bloke Talk here on The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. And still to come, we have our food challenge for this week, which isn't the bananas.
I feel like I've just had one.
Do you want to give us an indication as to what it might be?
No.
Go on, give us a little clue. Give us a tease.
It's sweet.
More to come here on dribbly. City Talk 105.9 Dribbly, The Voice of Liverpool.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing without a woman or a girl.
You're right over there, Tobe. You are surviving the nanas.
Can I have another minute before we start the food challenge?
Well, I don't know, because you set the food challenge for this week, so you need to determine whether or not you need another minute. I don't know. Do you need another minute?
Give me another minute.
All right. So we covered your hair properly. 120 quid. When's the next? Have you set your appointment for the next time you go in?
No. I'm not. To be honest with you, I'm not one of those typical girls who like plans ahead and stuff. No. I'll just when I see the roots coming through and they're quite bad and the ends need doing, I'll just think like
that's why you're allowed on Bloke Talk, though, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
She wouldn't get on Girl Talk.
I get a lot of flack, okay, because we started off Bloke Talk as three blokes and it kind of rotated. And then I thought, do you know what? I want to move it on. I want permanent people I can build a bond with and have a relationship with. And I thought, let's get Laura on, because Laura is a ballsy bird, isn't she?
She is.
If she wasn't a woman, she'd be a bloke. And people kind of kicked off about this, but you can't have a woman on
or
Bloke
a mouse
talk.
Or a cat or a lion.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you live with
or
her.
A bear.
Have you ever heard her on the phone today when they do their animal noises?
No, but I hear her do this baby voice.
Go on. How does it go?
Well, she does this whole, hello. So it's really cute, actually.
You see, that's another service she could offer on one of those dodgy phone lines.
Oh, that's illegal, surely. Duncan Buck.
No, hear me out. I don't mean like that. Well, I mean kind of like a petting, hello.
Nobody would
you've never heard her do the chicken or the puppy?
No.
No.
What's that like?
It's very, to be honest, it's painful. And I discovered, by the way, because I must mention, there's something I was reading, which was it Facebook, Bebo, Twitter, or
Facebook,
MySpace?
Facebook, I think, or was it was. Something... The Scam Cat, are you talking about?
Well, someone said, no, it was on this radio station, on City Talk 105.9. Oh, we must talk about Scam Cat
in
a second.
Must.
Apparently, I fancy Laura's mum.
Yeah, well, you said that, in fairness.
Oh, did really? I say
that? Last week, you said that she was... Was it fit or foxy, the word you used?
I can't remember. Did I say that?
Yes.
You're so grinning. You did say that.
You did say that. You said that she was fit because you saw her on Facebook.
That's right.
Bloke Talk Appreciation Society. Yeah.
Hello, Mrs. Harms, if you're listening.
How many members do you have on the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society?
It's up to 103 at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, not bad.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good. Mrs. Harms, if you're listening. Hey. Right. So also on Facebook, we have a new member of the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society, who is my favourite member so far. Thank you to everyone who's got involved in this. Jonathan, who produces the show, normally is the man behind this. And we have multimedia platforms for Bloke Talk. Get me, I've got no idea what I'm talking
Facebook,
about.
Facebook, MySpace, Bebo, Twitter.
Yeah. So get involved in the show and do whatever you need to do. But we have... how do I find the members on this? Do I come out of the pictures thing?
Go to... Yeah, out
is
of
it
the
home?
Pictures. You're in the pictures
go to the
moment.
Homepage.
Back to group? Back to group.
Yes.
Back to group? Back to group?
And
let's,
it's actually...
Let's say it all together.
It's
back
most,
to group.
Back to group. It's actually the most recent commenter.
Yeah.
On the wall.
Who joined a couple of days ago. And the comment says, I am the mighty Skemcat ruler of Skelmersdale. Your show is acceptable.
Doesn't it say acceptable?
That's flattering.
Spelt incorrectly.
Yes.
But you click on Skemcat.
It's a cat.
And it's a cat from Manchester. Look, Lisa, there's a picture of a cat at the wheel of a car.
Oh, my goodness.
Skemcat.
So that's Skemcat.
He is our favourite member, without a doubt.
We like Skemcat.
He's good.
So we need to do the food challenge. You want to talk about men who wear skirts or something.
Yes,
and if I can squeeze it in, because it's hanging over from last week, I want to talk about pop star stories. You've knocked around for a bit. Have you got a story regarding a pop star which doesn't involve being in a radio studio but spending time with them elsewhere?
Yes.
Yeah, Toby, have you?
No.
Bet mine can trump yours.
Go on, you go first.
No, I'll do it later. We've got time.
Okay.
Because I had the most surreal evening of my life about two years ago on the Isle of Wight.
With who?
You'll have to wait and see. So, the food challenge,
yes.
What have you got there?
Right, I've got a bag,
yeah.
Inside which there is a paper bag, inside which there are three donuts.
Oh, yeah.
And my challenge to you is to eat one of these jam donuts without licking your lips.
What do you mean, to me?
Well, to you and to Liesl.
Without licking our lips once.
Very, very, very difficult.
Boring.
Duncan, you won't manage this.
What?
You won't manage it.
Bet you I will.
No,
what
you
kind
won't.
Of donuts are they?
Jam donuts.
Okay, originals.
With lots of sugar around the outside. Mm. So you're in. Oh, don't tell me you're not going to do it.
So no, we do one each, do we?
We do one each.
Okay.
And this is the best food plan you could come up with.
I have to say.
Food challenge,
it's
rather.
It's going to be very hard not to lick your lips, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the point.
I've got I've got about 4 or 5 days worth of stubble there, which means it's not fair. I've got a disadvantage. I'm going to have sugar. All in my kind of bits of...
Getting in your excuses
my,
first.
My grubble,
I've
rubble.
Got, I've got the same.
Lisa, you got the same?
Yeah.
or did the hairdresser take it off?
She did everything.
Yeah. So what? I wasn't really listening to that. What do we have to do? Eat a donut without licking lips?
Eat a donut without licking your lips.
Mm.
And I'm going to film you while you do it.
You got a camera?
I've got one.
Oh, fine. All right. I'm well, who's gonna Liesl first or me first?
Duncan first.
All right, you're gonna do it next though. Alright, so and you're gonna stick this on one of our multimedia platforms.
I'm sure we can get Jonathan to do just that.
So I've just gotta do one donut.
One donut?
One donut, easy.
Hang on. You sure?
Without licking my lips.
Yeah. I don't think you've got a chance in hell. I'm going to come round.
Actually, I can...
I'm going to come round and film
you're
you.
You're gonna have to take my
I think you can do this if you really concentrate.
What I don't want to do, because the engineers here, old Merlin and his mate, get really upset if there's kind of jam. If we get jam on the desk here, they will not be happy, Tobe.
Merlin, the gang are around.
All right.
Okay, and there's no time constraint on this, is there?
Hang on a second, I'm going to have to roll up my sleeves. This is a serious business.
Why did you roll up your sleeves? Why?
Because I don't want to get dough, jam or sugar... I've just got to do one donut.
Shirt. You've got loads of those shirts.
I like these shirts.
Do you? Have you
it's
got
the same
more than
one.
One the same shirt?
I have. Yeah, I do actually.
Have you? That's bad.
So why is it bad?
That's a bit.
Everyone likes to wear a uniform. So what I've got to do. Can I just hang on a sec? Hang on. I've got to eat it all without licking my lips?
Yeah.
Is there a time limit on this?
Well, not really.
Well, we've got till the end of the show.
So I reckon we've got about just over 10 minutes. Okay. Without licking my lips?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I bet you're tempted now, aren't you?
What's it like? He's stuffing it in. It's quicker than a banana.
Oh, no, you're doing that yourself, Duncan. No. That's... Oh.
about a third of the way through. He's gone.
I've never seen someone eat a donut that quickly, ever.
Have the lips been
Go on, lick
yet?
Them. Go on, just lick them.
You want
Go
to,
on.
Though, don't
lick
you?
It.
No.
Lick it.
You want to? It's disgusting. He's stuck the whole
No, I don't
thing
know.
In.
Those noises are too much.
Go on, lick those lips. You know you want to.
Your face. Your eyes are looking up to the ceiling. You look like you're in great pain, but it's just a donut.
Yeah, but you've got it all around your mouth. How are you going to get rid of it? How are you going to get rid of it without licking your lips?
I win the challenge.
The last lick of the thumb.
That was so seductive.
Are you good at, is he allowed to lick? Oh, he's licked
I've done it now.
Just,
because...
just lips.
Well, just prove I can do it. You said eat a donut.
Yes.
I ate the donut.
You
I consumed
just
it.
Your lips right there.
Toby, I've got to be honest with you. That challenge was a bit odd. Well, I don't know if you thought it through.
It was a great challenge.
Well, I don't...
And I have to say, it was thought up kindly by... she asked for a credit, so I'll give her one. It was thought kindly up by Molly in the office.
Oh.
This afternoon.
She's doing programming now, is she?
She's doing programming.
She's like MI5 this station. She runs this place. You know.
I know.
That.
I'm scared of her. She scares me. You'll go.
Do you know what? I don't see the point of me doing this. I'll tell you why. Because you've just proved it's easy.
He hasn't proved it's easy.
Oh, come on.
He licked his lips.
No, the challenge was, can you eat a donut without licking your lips? I ate it. I consumed it. I swallowed
and
it. I opened my mouth up for the camera so you can see it.
And then you licked your lips.
That action constituted eating a donut.
Oh.
It wasn't like walk around for 3 hours afterwards with sugar all over your chops.
Which you're still licking off.
Do you really want me to do this?
Yeah,
I don't want to eat it as quick as you.
No, we need some footage to stick on the...
Shall I film her as well?
I think so.
No.
You're being
don't
filmed.
Film me. No, because it's not fair on Laura.
No,
this
is
her
we'll
show.
Find something.
This is her show. This is her role.
It's not her show.
Okay.
Right.
Now, I think you should carry on talking stuff while I do this, because I think the eating thing... Okay?
City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool. Come on, then, eat the donut.
She just licked! Within a second, she licked!
I did.
The lips! They went. It's done.
Do you know what?
That was less than 10 seconds of filming.
He's right, I licked.
I told you it's a difficult challenge.
That is quite difficult.
Well, I managed to achieve it. Right, you'll go then, Tom. Let's see if you can do it. As we continue this chunk of groundbreaking broadcasting.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, Toby. Right, I'll film you now, Toby.
Do you know how the camera works?
Okay.
It's now
okay, off we go.
So here we go.
All right.
I'm not going to be very good at this.
Come on.
I've just eaten bananas as well.
Cop out. Go and lick them, you know you want to.
Oh, it's just dropped on my trousers.
How are you going to explain that one?
That's not good. These are posh suit trousers as well.
Come on, eat the donut without licking your lips.
Where's my jam going?
God,
my
talk
hands.
About taking your time. For goodness sake, I'd finished by now. Oh, look at that jam. It's going to drip onto your hands.
He has already eaten two bananas.
That's
though,
a poor excuse.
Him.
Cop out. Come on, Toby.
Are you tempted to lick yet?
You tempted to lick?
Not really. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Whose turn is it for the next food challenge? Is it mine or Laura's? I'm not licking your trousers. Ask Liesl, she might. She's from Essex.
I just licked. You didn't even notice, I just licked.
No, well, you just admitted it.
Toby.
All right, out of the three of us, none of you can consume a donut without licking your lips. Yeah, I could. I win.
Congratulations.
I'm the winner.
It's difficult.
I win.
You don't have to carry on eating it.
No, you can turn the camera off now. Get rid of the camera.
I'm enjoying the donut.
All right, so whose turn is it for the food challenge next week? Is it up to me or is it up to...
It's up to Laura.
Luscious Laura.
Luscious, what did you call her?
Luscious Laura and her sexy mum. Right, so it is Bloke Talk on The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. That's a bit of an anti-climax now, that food challenge.
Well, to be honest with you, I do think either of them are that good.
What would you have people do then?
I would.
You come in here and you're sitting in the show, and already you're taking it over. What would you have people doing then?
I would have done. I'm always quite interested in the dry cracker one,
which is
when
what
you can eat as many dry crackers in like a minute.
I can do
as
that.
You can.
How many do you think people can do?
I think about five.
No,
at the most.
People can't challenge. Do three.
It's quite
really.
It's very difficult to
it
do.
It's very difficult, but it's funny when it all starts.
Damn, they've got high calorific content, haven't they?
What dry crackers?
Yeah, I was reading something because I always thought it was food that didn't really count. But apparently it is. It can make you, it's got calories in it. Or is it high cholesterol? Something about them. I can't remember.
Really, because that's when a lot of dieters have dry crackers and sort of, you know, cheese and stuff. It's supposed
I
to
love,
be all right.
You know when you come in from the pub sometimes?
Oh, and you get
crackers,
the munches.
Crackers with just like big chunks of cheddar cheese on there.
Good.
With pickle.
That's beautiful.
With pickle as well. Mm.
That's beautiful.
Branston pickle is the Branston way forward, pickle. Isn't it?
Yeah. Or a bit of jam.
I've just had enough jam.
Or a bit of jam. But
a really, really strong cheddar.
I've basically just made a banana split
jam.
In my stomach.
Yeah.
Are we going to stick that on the website then?
I think it's got to go up.
How I
really?
Beat you all by eating a donut without licking my lips.
You did. It's actually really difficult. I would say for people to fully appreciate that challenge and how difficult it is, I think they need to do it themselves. It would be good if we could get people adding their photos.
Can we do that? Is that easy to do? They just email it in, don't they? Or stick it on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Brilliant idea, Toe. What do we want people to do?
Eat a donut without licking their lips or attempt to and stick their video on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Bit of homework.
And do they send it to us or?
No, they just stick it on there, I think.
Brilliant. Bloke Talk Appreciation Society on Facebook. It is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. It's the weekend, and you're listening to Bloke Talk, though it's quite possible you've downloaded this and you're doing something else whilst listening to it, like, you know, ironing. People do that. iTunes, it's on. Yeah, it's on iTunes.
You used
walking
to say
the
walking
dog.
The dog every single week.
Oh, I'm trying to move on. I don't want to be too stale.
No, fair enough.
You know, plenty of people are good at that. So, before we finish the show, pop star stories and men in skirts. What's your beef, Tobe?
I've just been to Scotland.
Yeah.
I've just come back from 2 days in Scotland, men in skirts, and I know it's a traditional dress, but I thought that it was just sort of done for weddings and things like that.
Right.
Apparently, first thing I saw, walk out at Edinburgh Station, there's a man in a skirt.
Was he playing the bagpipes?
No.
What was he doing
see, that's
then?
What I thought. If you're playing the bagpipes, kind of fair enough.
Yeah.
He was wearing just walking along as if he'd just been to work.
I think Scottish guys can get away with it, especially if they've got nice legs and it looks kind of manly. There's something about I love men in kilts.
I'm half Scottish.
Are
Have you?
You?
Ever worn a kilt?
My tartan would be, because depending on which clan you're part of, is the Mackenzie tartan. So if I was going to wear a kilt, it would be made out of Mackenzie tartan.
If my surname was spelt the Scottish way, mine would be the McPherson tartan.
Not the McPhersons!
I don't know if that's a good thing or
no,
a bad
I've
thing.
I've got no idea. So what's your beef then? Do you feel threatened about a man in a skirt?
No, I just think it looks really weird.
Does it appeal to you somehow?
No.
No? Don't fancy
I did
slipping
not
into
fancy
a little,
trying it, no.
You know, what's it like wearing a skirt, Liesl? Do you get air between
Liesl
your legs?
Liesl wears
I do.
A skirt, let's face it, doesn't she? Or doesn't.
Yeah, I know.
Or doesn't,
some
yeah.
mornings it's a token gesture.
Token gesture. It's fine because you've got underwear on and tight.
What's the best thing about wearing a skirt?
Makes you feel womanly and a little bit sexy.
Really?
Mm.
Explain. Why does it make you feel sexy?
Because it's quite feminine. You feel quite empowered by a short skirt. I like a short, short, tight, tight skirt. I was wearing one yesterday, actually, that was so tight.
We all noticed.
Did you?
Yeah.
Normally you tell me, but you didn't notice.
No, I was too busy leering.
No, were you? Don't be silly.
Yeah.
No, because you normally just say, wouldn't you go, I like that skirt. But you do, I thought, well, everyone must be so used to me wearing tight, short skirts and no one's even noticed my new one that I had on yesterday.
Mm.
It makes you feel like a woman. Laura Arms was wearing a short skirt last week first time.
Did you see Laura's skirt? Of Bloke Talk, in fact. Black and white, was
black
it not?
Black and white, and it was above her knee. Not that short, but Laura's more of a trouser.
You see, I didn't notice that either.
She was wearing it during Bloke Talk.
Was she?
Yes, she looked lovely as well.
Where was I?
Here.
I would have noticed
you
that.
Were perving on her mum.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Does she wear a short skirt?
I've no idea.
Oh, so you feel womanly and sexy.
Mm.
And what goes through your mind? Help us blokes understand. Do you kind of wake up one day and think, I'm going to wear a skirt today. I want to feel like a woman. I want to feel sexy. Or is it dictated to by the weather? Do you put it out the night before? How does it work?
Sometimes it's a night before job, if I can't remember where it is. But normally it would just be the morning. But it depends how I feel for the morning. If I'm not feeling particularly 100%, I'll wear my Converse, baggy jeans and a hoodie like I'm wearing today.
Right.
Or other days when I want to make myself feel really confident and nice, I'll wear a short skirt.
I thought you'd have made a bit of an effort for Bloke Talk.
Yeah.
I know,
you
but I had a busy day.
You expected the dance and everything.
Well, Oh, sorry.
I dance. I danced last noise? Week, didn't I?
I just went, sorry.
I danced last week, didn't I? So it's Liesl's turn.
You did.
Yeah.
You did dance.
Duncan looks pained
week.
By that image.
It is quite painful. I was actually in the car last Sunday driving around the Northwest, and they repeated, because Bloke Talk goes out on a Saturday night and sometimes they repeat it on a Sunday, and I was in the car listening to your story of how as a little boy between the ages of 3 and 5 used to get up like a fairy when the EastEnders theme tune came on and went... and I was howling with laughter. And yeah. I just kind of thought, this is wrong. This is wrong.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
What was wrong? What is wrong with being a little boy dancing like an angel?
Nothing. And that's the beauty of this show, because we learn more about you as the weeks go on. Liesl, thank you. We ran out of time to do the pop star stories.
Yeah, well, I'll come back another time and I'll tell you my
story. Would you like to come back another time?
Yes, I'd love to.
Will you wear a skirt next time?
Yeah.
Depends how I feel that morning.
And do you think you could practice your donut eating?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One bite. What a waste of a donut.
I know, it's appalling, isn't it? Liesl, thank you. Toby, thank you.
Thank you.
This has been Bloke Talk here on The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.
Listen, and log on to The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.